Earlier this year, we aired a story about a young Massachusetts couple, Peter and Anna Mohan. Peter came back from his army tour in Iraq with severe post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
Sometimes I can still see underneath the person that I married, but he's very, very different.
This is probably the worst thing that we're going to have to face in our lives together, and so far we're doing it, which is encouraging.
But that marriage did not survive the strain of PTSD. The Mohans consider theirs to be a cautionary tale about the hidden costs of war. They spoke once more with reporter Karen Brown from member station WFCR.
Peter Mohan is a large and muscular man with long brown hair, a jagged beard, and tattoos all over his body. These days, he lives in Building 26, a Veterans Affairs homeless shelter in Northampton, Massachusetts. All his visitors have to sign in with the gray-haired veteran who monitors the security cameras.
I'm going to cut out this side door here, Doc.
Go ahead.
Need to use the back office?
Sure.
At 28, Mohan is among the youngest residents here. Most are from the Vietnam era. But he says the shelter, with on-site laundry and other vets to talk to, isn't that bad.
It's a lot like living in the barracks in the military. That's what I like it too.
Just last spring, Peter and his wife Anna were living with her parents in a rural farmhouse and hopeful about their future together. Since he returned from Iraq in 2004, he'd been coping with nightmares, depression, and alcoholism. With Anna's support, Peter had entered treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. Things got better for a while, and then worse.
I wound up one night getting drunk and deciding it would be a good idea to go for a drive, and I got pulled over.
Peter was arrested and spent the night in jail. That's when Anna asked him to leave her parents' house.
I was really upset, and I said, you take 6 months. Get yourself together, and we'll reassess, and we'll see if we can keep going.
In some ways, Peter says, it was a relief because he was finding it so hard to communicate with other people.
They don't understand the bond you feel with your fellow soldiers. They don't understand how you were able to, maybe kill somebody if you had to do that. And you can't really talk about it and relate to people that haven't been through that experience.
Sometimes when he would talk about the horrors that he'd seen, we would grow closer for those few minutes, but then the shields would come right back up.
Peter says the biggest problem, then and now, is the intrusive memory of a battle in Iraq that killed his best friend and his company commander.
I have a real problem just kind of dealing with the fact that there was nothing I could do, to help those people. Sometimes it gets really bad where I just sit and cry, or I'm constantly hypervigilant. I'm aggressive. I don't handle criticism well, I guess.
Which is why he feels he can't be a partner to anyone right now. 2 months after moving into the VA shelter, he asked Anna for a divorce.
Came through a lot of tears and a lot of pain because I love her very much. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be like this. I don't want to have to drag her through another 3 years like the last 3 years. So
Anna is at peace with that decision. She now sees that her love and understanding just weren't enough to battle a clinical condition like PTSD. But she's never considered the marriage a mistake.
Peter has always been adamant that he thinks he'd be dead or in jail if it hadn't been for our marriage. And so that right there is a good enough reason.
And ironically, Peter says, the divorce may be what he now needs to recover.
Not dealing with the stress of marriage and having to try and do right by somebody else and take care of somebody else. I'm here because I want to be here. I go to counseling because I want to go to counseling, because I want to get better.
When Peter finishes a court-mandated alcohol education program, he plans to go back to his family in Montana. Anna has plane tickets to travel around the world. She says she's finally ready to just be a typical 25-year-old. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown.